Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 16th of September, recording at 7:53 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, this is the consolidation period, I believe, for these global stock markets, consolidating the wonderful rallies. Well, it's a little bit of hyperbole there. The reasonably impressive rallies that we saw from those mid-August lows. Now, we've seen this commence really in the last few days, bit of loss of upside momentum, to-ing and fro-ing. Interestingly, we haven't seen anything that I would classify as a real downward dynamic, although that could easily occur. I suppose the closest we got was yesterday's decline on Wall Street, but it's not the sort of thing that would raise many eyebrows, let alone sending investors heading back into the bunkers. But I do know from my emails that a considerable number of people are starting to open up some short positions up at these levels, and I can see what they're looking at on the charts. We all can. Rallies have gotten back up to the upper side of the ranges. We're overbought on a short-term basis. And it has paid to sell when markets have done that previously. And indeed, I have sold short on those occasions, as those of you who are regular listeners will know. But I haven't done it this time. I'm unlikely to do it this time, although I'll keep all options open, obviously. But I'm not going to do it this time because I do feel that we're probably going to see a consolidation here and then go higher. Now, I wouldn't stake my life on that view, that's for sure. And I've got some pretty big provisos in there. I want to see, for instance, the oil price stay below this sort of $45 level, let alone the emotive 50 that people were looking for a short while ago. And I'd quite like to see President Bush stay ahead in the polls. As you know from some of the charts, the long-term chart study of election cycles that I've posted in the past, you'll find that throughout the website, and you can, throughout the back comments of the day, and you can pick that up with a search engine if you want to have a look at it again. But I maintain, based on that historic record, that if Bush is looking like he's going to win the November election, that's worth 10 extra percentage points in terms of S&P performance for the year. So that's a very important proviso as well. There was another one, but it can't be all that significant, or I would be able to remember it here right now. So I'll confess a senior moment and move on. What do I want to see markets do to convince me that this is just a consolidation? Well, ranging, just a little bit of sideways ranging here. And I really, as I say, do think that's likely because September, as you know, is a bit of a tricky month for stock markets. And I felt all along that we'd see a consolidation at some point in September. And it started during the second half of the month. And that's likely to spill into October, but I still think that we're going to see those August lows hold. And the less of the recent gains that we've seen from those August lows, the less of those gains that are retraced, the more bullish that for additional outlook will be for the remainder of the year and probably beyond, because a very tight consolidation with little in the way of downside bungee jumps would embolden the bulls and dishearten the bears. It's quite interesting. I even get the odd, somewhat concerned or even angry comment in having a medium-term bullish stance. That hasn't affected my long-term view one iota. I maintain that Wall Street is very much in a secular bear market. And that I define, of course, as contracting a generation of contracting PE ratios and rising yields. Now, my favorite area, though, is very much those emerging Asian markets, and that's where I've got most of my capital. But Japan strikes me as interesting as well, although I maintain that it's slow burn. Now, moving on here, just to give you a quick mention here, what some of these markets are doing. We had small gains in most of the European markets today, and Wall Street's up 25 on the Dow as I speak, 4 on the S&P, and 7 on the NASDAQ. That's off the highs, but certainly above the lows. Now, the biggest story here today that I'm aware of is the strength of the US Treasury bonds. And I think the Philadelphia, was it, manufacturing report came in less than people had been expecting. And so the US T-bonds are up over a point. I posted the chart, and that's a breakout. They're currently trading December contract at 112.15. That's up 1.830 seconds. So that's a clear breakout. And really, in sort of standard technical analysis, that is reaffirming what I have maintained as a medium-term uptrend here. So, as I said yesterday, I wish that I'd played the long side, but when we got the bullish signs and I'd covered my shorts and said this is a tradable rally on the upside because we're bouncing so well back in May and June off the August lows, I said I'm not going to play it to August the previous year. I'm not going to play it because I really do feel that this is just a top extension rally. And with a pistol at my head, I might do it, but I'm not going to do it myself where I can pick and choose. Now, had I known, as I said yesterday, that the rally was going to be as strong as it has been, I would certainly have gone long. But the strength of the rally has caused some people to say, well, is this really just a top extension? Well, have a look again if you haven't already at those charts that I posted on Tuesday, those long-term charts of the JGBs and the US Treasuries. I would not want to be long those markets at these levels. But I'm biding my time, waiting for a signal to sell short. I haven't seen it yet. Okay, elsewhere, the move or the announcement on that economic data that I mentioned for the US, excuse me, has softened the dollar a little bit in here, but this really is quiet. Against the euro, say 121.86, that's up 35 ticks here today. So nothing really of any consequence is going on in these currency markets. You know my view. I feel that looking at that dollar index and looking at plenty of the cross rates, it does suggest to me that the dollar is building some kind of medium-term base. It's not a call I'd stake my life on, and there is even a possibility that it could be a medium-term distribution, in other words, prior to a continuation of dollar weakness. But that would be that's very much the smaller probability. But this in my view, but I do feel that this trading range that we're currently in will be resolved by a fairly explosive breakout at some point. I'm not holding my breath, but most sideways trading ranges of any consequence then support trends either up or down, and I'm gonna wait for that. Okay, in the commodity markets, reasonably good action on the coffee market in here today. That's pushed up a bit higher. Let me get that price. That's last trading at, or it's closed already, closed at December coffee at 78.45. That was up 140. I've still got a long position in there, and quite a wide range on the day, 75.60. It's a fairly volatile contract. 75.60 the low, 79.50, so 4 cent range. I mean, that's a lot on this. But still looks reasonably favorable. So I'm, as I say, I'm going to stay with it. Metals, mixed bag here. Copper, pretty steady. Aluminium up a little bit to my chagrin. The big one on the downside was nickel, down $180. These patterns are mixed, but maybe a bit firmer than I'd like to see, given that that I have opened that small short position in the aluminium. Now, I'm a very big bull as far as these metals are concerned on a long-term basis, but I just felt they'd done too much in the short term. Precious metals, very, very quiet in here today. And crude oil's picked up a little bit from that chart that I sent out, but closed here at 43.88. Have an excellent evening.